The mission of Mlago National Referral Hospital is to offer state-of-the-art healthcare services. It has lived up to this mission with groundbreaking medical milestones, including undertaking the first successful kidney transplant in December last year. But underneath this medical progress is a story of suffering and frustration for many patients who seek care at the National Referral. A shocking undercover investigation by a New Vision journalist has laid bare the appalling failures in patient care at the hospital's health wards. Listen to this tear-jerking narration, telling the story of corruption, bribery, extortion, and sexual harassment. Our undercover reporter spent 3 months employed as a cleaner at the facility. In the first episode of Undercover in Mlago podcast series, cleaners and guards take over the hospital.
It is a place where the promise of specialized treatment attracts the sick from far and wide. Founded in 1913, its roots as a center for treating sexually transmitted diseases have bloomed into a sprawling brand of tertiary healthcare in Uganda. Glossy flyers tout its 1,790-bed capacity and its cadre of specialized doctors. The facade is promising, but the reality is a labyrinth of hope and despair. As an undercover journalist, I stepped into Mlago's world of contrasts on Sunday, July 16th. Faking illness at the gates, my eyes were set on a different kind of admission. A job as a cleaner with one of the private contractors, a job that would get me unfettered access to the hospital's hidden realms. 2 security guards stood at the entrance. Their eyes were more focused on smartphones than the stream of patients seeking care. Were they oblivious to the suffering around them, or perhaps just seeking distraction in the digital world? Is there a particular doctor you need to see? One finally asked, their voice cutting through the monotony of waiting. Directed to the bustling OPD, I navigated through the maze of Block G, a world within a world. And then, a chance encounter with 2 guards, more than just gatekeepers. One, a tall, flirtatious figure, his charm a stark contrast to the clinical surroundings. "Give me your contacts." "You never know," he said with a wink. A lifeline in this sea of bureaucracy. Inside the assessment center, a symphony of despair played out before my eyes. Patients, each with their own tale of suffering, etched on weary faces, waited for their turn in the dance with medical fate. An elderly man, a beacon of guidance amidst the chaos, nagged me towards the registration table. "Start here," his eyes seemed to say behind those Dr. Doolittle glasses. "Name, residence, age, contacts, next of kin," the litany of details demanded for the privilege of being seen. "Number 1,079 scrawled on a white slip of paper, a ticket to the unknown. As I waited in the crowded room, a microcosm of suffering unfolded. Patients, some lying on concrete benches, others pacing with nervous energy. Time stretched like taffy, minutes feeling like hours in the oppressive air. Consultation rooms, a hive of activity. Figures in clinical coats whisking patients away. Their titles of Mr. and Mrs. A clock of authority. Like brokers in a fast-paced market, they ushered in hope and dashed despair. I strained to read the names on their coats, a futile attempt to make sense of this medical ballet. Swift and efficient, they moved like shadows, their patients mere pawns in a larger game. Mulago, a world where hope and despair collide, where the promise of healing hangs heavy in the air. As I sat among the throng of patients, I could not help but wonder how many stories lay hidden behind these sterile walls, and how many more would remain untold. After what felt like an eternity of waiting, amidst the sea of weary patients, a beacon of hope emerged in the form of a determined cleaner named Benita. She waded through the insults hurled at her, undeterred in her mission. Slender and businesslike, her yellow uniform a stark contrast to the drab surroundings, Benita was on a mission. With the precision of a seasoned doctor, she probed us for our ailments. I feigned irregular heart palpitations. Another patient complained of swollen ankles. Benita, like a seasoned diagnostician, wasted no time in prescribing our path to treatment. A CT scan for you, an X-ray for her, she declared. The prizes rolling off her tongue with practice ease. Shocked, I could not help but question. A cleaner giving us prescriptions. But then came the bombshell. Mulago Hospital no longer offered free services. Money was the new language of access. Pay, and the doors would open with speed and efficiency. A non-negotiable fee of 20,000, she insisted, her demeanor unyielding. As the clock ticked towards lunchtime, the urgency of the situation became clear. Pay or wait in the endless queue of suffering. Desperate, I pleaded for a lower price. But Bettina's resolve was unshaken. This is not my money, she reminded me, her eyes flashing with a hint of frustration. Agreeing to return with the money, I left the assessment center, only to be met by my security guard friend, Morgan. His jovial demeanor was a stark contrast to the bleak reality he revealed. The guards and even cleaners make money here, he confided, his voice tinged with a mix of resignation and bitterness. Wheelchairs rented out to incoming patients were just one facet of this hidden economy. As I absorbed this shocking revelation, Morgan's words echoed in my mind. Mulago Hospital, once a beacon of hope, now a web of transactions where money spoke louder than the cries of the sick. The next day, armed with the demanded 20,000, I returned to the OPD, greeted by Bettina's familiar presence. Her eyes lit up with recognition and a sense of camaraderie enveloped us. Led back to the crowded waiting room, I handed over the money, realizing it wasn't going directly to the doctors as I had hoped. Patients, weary and dejected, awaited their turn, some having arrived before dawn, in a desperate bid for care. Benita, undeterred by the chaos around us, spoke with the doctor on our behalf. Promises of being called shortly floated in the air, mingling with the scent of disinfectant and the palpable tension of anticipation. As I sat among the throng of patients, my mind rests with questions. How had Mulago Hospital, a bastion of healing, become a marketplace of desperation? And how many more would fall victim to this system where money trumped humanity?
Does the hospital management know these issues? The cleaners guard, extort, and act as agents for doctors. Are you aware of this? This is a question we put to the director, Rosemary Byanyima. Her response: we have been hearing rumors about cleaners extorting from patients, especially asking for money to direct them. Actually, weeks ago, we had a meeting with cleaners about the allegations, and we urged them to stop it immediately or face consequences. That's it for the first episode of Undercover in Mulago. Our undercover journalist continues to unveil the dark underbelly of Mulago Hospital's health wards.